Hello, everybody, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Following the rules. Who does such a silly thing like that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today, Following the Rules. My goodness sakes. We have the University of Healing, which is a very wonderful university. And one of the things the university has had all of its life are rules, and very definite rules. Not many, but just definite rules. And these rules are part of the rules of education, the rules of dedication, the rules of self-dedication, self-determination, self-diligence, and self-discipline. We'll do that again. Self-determination, self-dedication, self-diligence, and self-discipline. And these are guided along with untouchable, your untouchability, untouchableness, one-pointedness, unpossessed, and non-judgmental. And it all leads to unconditional love. Well, people have heard the philosophy of the University of Healing. They love it. They think it's wonderful. Some people heard the philosophy of the University of Healing and they don't love it. They don't want to be in the University of Healing. I think they have a problem, but then that's theirs. But every that is the problem, Ellen.
Yes.
The people who don't want to be in the University of Healing are normal people. The abnormal people, the divine people, the people who are seeking a higher level of understanding, they want to be in the University of Healing. Did you know that?
Yes. You confirm it.
Well, how about that?
Now, I like it.
Thank you. So, we have these people who look at the University of Healing and the teachings and the things we say, and they say, wow, 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 I like that, I like that, I like that. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, my goodness, that sounds so good. That's me. And then we say, okay, would you like to take the course at the University of Healing? Oh, yes, yes, yes. That means dedication. That means every day you dedicate yourself to 3 hours, more or less, of reading the lesson, and then at the end of the week, after having read it 21 times for 7 days, you know, then you do the quiz and you do the essay. Well, and this is another thing that we put in there. We have the 3-hour meditation oftentimes. And the 3-hour meditation is designed to allow you to be introspective and really find out your divine self and really go your path. It's for you, not for anybody else. The first hour you say, I am God, God I am. The second hour you say, why I can say I am God. And the third hour you say, nothing. You listen to God in you, talk to you. And it's kind of nice. Now, you do that for 6 months, every single morning, without fail, without falling asleep while you're doing it, and I guarantee you illumination. Now, I don't really have too great a test because not too many people do it. People get started in it and they get going in it and they think it's wonderful, but then they say, well, I have other demands on me and I can't get up at 3 a.m. to do this and I can't do that and I must do these other things. Well, I'm tired and there's all sorts of excuses. So they don't do it. And they don't experience spiritual illumination. And people look at my life and they say, Herb, you're so wonderful. Herb, you're so good. You're so fantastic. You're so great. No, I am self-determined, self-dedicated, self-diligent, self-disciplined. I am disciplining myself. I do the things that I teach. I do the things that I say. I am untouchable. People try to touch me. They try to do all sorts of neat things to irritate me. And it doesn't bother me. I may sound, shut up, and I'm merely to get their attention, you know. I'm totally untouched. And one-pointed, I'm always on the point of our philosophy. And unpossessed, if someone comes and takes my wife, my dog, my cow, my cat, my son, anything away from me, so what? Doesn't bother me. They're always mine anyhow. But I'm not possessed by their presence. And we can be, and non-judgmental. So when it comes to doing the three-hour meditation, if you want to have the beautiful experience that comes from doing it, then do it for 6 months, every single morning, without fail, no excuse. Rather do it than go to the bank and pick up a check for $10,000, you know. That's very important. Now, the same is true in our University of Healing courses. We require that you do each course. Now, on the undergraduate course is 30 chapters in the book, 30 lessons, and each lesson leads from one to the other, building up a consciousness. And if you will do the lessons one upon one upon one, then you will get the results. And what you are doing is, you say, I'm in bed. The doctors are giving me pills. I'm about to die. I'm in bed. The doctors are giving me pills. I'm about to die. The obvious thing that's going to happen to you is you're going to die. That's stupid. Now, until you die, what are you going to do? Anyone?
I like me.
Until you die, what are you going to do? You're going to live.
Oh, yeah.
Until you die, you're going to live. Well, you might as well live. So, say, until you die, I'm whole and perfect. I'm wonderful. I'm fantastic. I like me. Oh, I like me. I like me. I like me. And people say, you're going to die and you have such a happy attitude about life. My goodness sakes, you are a rare person, you know. And that's true. You're not the average. You are above the average. I like me. I'm wonderful. I'm a great person. I like me. I'm fantastic. You know, I'm whole and perfect. You're going to die. The doctor says you're going to die. So what? I'll die whole and perfect, you know? I mean, just because you can't see my wholeness and perfection doesn't mean it's not there. I have within me my original purity and integrity, and no one can ever take that away from me. I might not show it, but no one can take it away from me because it's me. It's who I am, my original purity and integrity. So, now, you have the point of view that you're going to die because the doctor says you're going to die and you're, you know, that looks like it. And you say, no, doctor, I don't choose to die. But your body is going to be dead. Well, my body may be dead, but I'm not going to die. I live eternally. And I might as well have my body live eternally too. So, doctor, adios. You have done all you can to destroy me or to help me or whatever. I help myself. Now I've got to take the reins and do something about it. So, for 24 hours every day, I say, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, my body is whole and perfect, I'm fantastic, oh, I like life, and keep saying it. You don't have to say it out loud, you can, that's good, but say it, say it, say it, say it, say it, say it, say it. When you die, you're going to feel really good. And you say, well, that's stupid. No, it's not stupid. Why die unhappy? Why die sick? Why die with any lack in your life? Why die with any problem? You can be just as wonderful when you die as when you live. So you might as well live happy and fantastic until you die. Now, the date of your death may not be exactly what you expected. You thought it was going to be 3 weeks, but instead it was 30 years or 100 years, you know? You set the new cause in motion. But you do it by consistency, consistency, consistency. That's what the lessons of the courses are. You read them 3 times a day because you're putting new thoughts into motion for yourself. You're putting your idea in motion. I'm a nice person. I'm a nice person. And you always told yourself you're not so nice, you know. And so you're building this in your consciousness. Well, that's why doing the courses 3 days, 3 times a day, you read it. And at the end of the week, you do the program. That's just the way it's designed to be done, because when you do it that way, then you're fantastic. Then you get the benefit. Now, some people feel they can rush it, and they do the 3-hour meditation in 15 minutes. Stints. Okay. You know, 15 minutes this, 15 minutes that, and 15 minutes the other. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. It's designed to be an hour. Why is it designed to be an hour? None of your business. It's designed to be an hour because it's designed to be an hour. If I said it's designed to be 15 minutes, you'd want it to be 5 minutes. Yeah. If I said it's designed to be 3 hours, you'd want it to be 2 hours or 1 hour. No matter what, you always want to change it. You do not discipline yourself to handle yourself to any dedication you have. Now, this is where you start learning to do that through the course of the University of Healing. Now, if you don't do it the way it's designed to be done, please don't do the course. I have people over the years, 30, 50 years now we've been doing this, and I had people over the years who've been sending in lessons, and they make a mistake. You make a mistake. You read it 21 times, you read that, and you made a mistake? You didn't read it 21 times. You maybe read it one time quickly. But I know, I can tell when people aren't doing it, and it's their benefit or loss, not mine. You know, it's very easy for us to forget ourselves. But the Course should help us not to. It's very easy for us to look at a dog that's been hit by a car and splattered all over the street and say, "Oh my, oh, 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 oh." But we are as low can be. We are all practitioners. We should see this experience and say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And close your eyes a moment. All is in divine order. Open your eyes and see the dog never being hit. See the incident never having taken place. See all in divine order. Be the master of yourself. Put that mastery into motion and believe in yourself. Now, if you saw a movie and the movie had this scenario go so, and then I say to you, "Hey, let's go see that movie." And you say, "I saw it. I've seen it." And I say, "Well, let's go see it. Come on." Okay. So we go see it. But it's a new movie. It's one I had seen back in the 30s. Now we want to see one that's published in the 60s or 80s. And it's a different thing. They have a different approach, a totally different approach to the movie than they had back in the 30s. In the 30s, it was very realistic. Now it is very fantastic, because what they do, they use all of this stuff that they make movies with, the illusions. They're not real. And so this horse is being hit by a train, and then the train goes by, and the horse is still standing there. And you say, "How did they do that? How did they do that?" Well, it's not a matter of how do they do that. Anything is possible. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. Now, what does that all mean? We are the illusion. We can have anything we want. And as practitioners, we speak our words saying all is in divine order and all is in divine order. And there's no need for any dog to ever be hit by a car. There's no need for any nonsense ever to happen. Never. When we stop and put the right cause in motion, all is in divine order. Take charge. And then so it is. Now, are you ready for that?
Yes.
Are you ready for that?
Yes.
If you're ready for that, then that means when you are involved in a case, you don't let your emotions get in the way at any time. But if your emotions get in the way, you're useless. You are a dead fish. You're nothing. If you let your emotions get... Can you imagine the mother seeing the child in front of the car, and the car is starting to roll back against the child, and what does she do? She runs, tries to stop the car. No! She runs to get that kid out of the way. She runs and grabs that kid. If she... Ah! as she screams and hollers and loses her cool, then she can never help that child. But if she sees all this in divine order and she runs there and grabs the kid and pulls him out of the way of the car, nice, huh? Yeah. Now, what alternatives would you have used? Would you have tried to stop the car? Would you try to grab a log and stick it under the wheel of the car? Or would you say, kid, come here? That's possible too, you know. Or would you run and grab the kid and take the kid to safety? What would you do? Well, and if the circumstances would dictate what you would do. But the thing is, what would you do? Would you be the master in charge of the situation by always being on top of it and knowing what the right thing to do is? Well, that's what happens when you study the course properly. When you do the lessons 3 times a day and you read it out loud to yourself and you learn that idea, you learn that concept. It's not a big deal. It's not a long thing. But if you chose to do it, you chose to put a new cause in motion. And Ellen says, well, we learn manners here at this house, at the monastery. And I said, Ellen, where do you serve from? She says, I serve from the right. And I said, Ellen, you just threw a cup of milk at Ingeborg for her to put in her coffee, those little couplets, you know. And so it landed in her garbage, in her banana peels and other things that she had in front of there. And now, that's not very nice. That's not very... We don't do things like that around here. We do things with class. We do things... That's what we learned. Why, Ellen? Why? Why?
Because I'm number one.
Oh, my God. She got it. And number one. That's why. She's number one. She would never think of doing something that number two or three or four would do. When she's number one, it's always the best. Are you number one?
Yes.
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 Rex, you number one?
Yes.
Love, you number one?
Yes.
Herb, you number one? I'm before number one. I'm number one. Yes. But you see, like yourself. Believe in yourself. Know that you are a beautiful being. That indeed, everything is God and you're God, so big deal, you know. But what kind of God are you? What kind of a creator are you? What kind of a person? Well, what have you trained yourself to be? Most of you, except for Ingeborg, have been trained by the Swiss rules. You've been trained how to be a Swiss. And are these Swiss the type of people we'd like to have in our homes in America?
Yes.
Well, I would hope to kiss a pig. Yes. Yes, these Swiss are the type of people we'd like to have in our homes in America. Because what?
They're number one.
They're number one. And the people in America, are they number one?
Yes.
You bet. Are the people in Nigeria number one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are people all over the world number one?
Yes.
If they choose to be it and claim it. Now, you choose to be it and claim it today and enjoy yourself and realize that, hey, when you're choosing to take a lesson, do it well. Michaela? Michaela?
Michaela.
Say it.
Michaela.
Michaela.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Close? Michaela. She just passed her driver's examination in Switzerland. And her examination was so difficult that no matter what country she goes to, she would be an exquisite driver because she trained in the best school in the world in driving, right? And so she can drive anywhere. Now, you have some people who learn how to drive by the seat of their pants and they don't know all the rules and they don't know all the proper ways to do it. I always tell the story, I trained my wife to drive on this big, big parking lot in Chicago at the museum, and it was on a Sunday, and the parking lot, for some reason, was empty. I don't know what it was, but it was a big parking lot, and it was empty, and it was frozen solid, a sheet of ice over the entire parking lot. And I said, Faith, You're going to learn how to drive on this sheet of... Oh, blah, blah, blah. Don't worry, you can't hit anything. We're in the middle. No matter what you do, you can't go far enough to do anything bad, you know? So just have fun. Spin your wheels and turn the wheels and see what happens. And see what happens when you go slow and what happens when you go fast and how much time you need to put on the brakes to stop you from going to a point beyond what you want to go. When she got done with that afternoon on that ice field, she was great. She's an exquisite driver. She knows all the other rules, but she learned the technique of handling the car and always being the master and knowing what it took on ice, and so she was ready for what it took on any other pavement. You, too, are ready for what it takes on any pavement, whether you're from Mars or whether you're from Venus or whether you're from unconditional love, the planet, you know, or Earth, or wherever. You always are master, totally in charge, totally in company. So, my dears, it's been wonderful to share with you. Remember, the books and the lessons and all the things that are given to you are absolute trash. If you choose to train by them, then the lesson that you learn in training by them is the lesson of self-discipline, and it has nothing to do with the details that you're following, except that you follow them to the letter because you're learning self-discipline. That's what it's all about. And if you don't want to learn self-discipline, get out of my world. I have no time for you. If you want to learn self-discipline, be the master of yourself, be the God that you are in your original purity and integrity, I'm with you all the way. I love you. 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 I love you.